السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama e kiram, most respected brothers and sisters of the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Indeed, this is the time for people to have their meals. However, you're making some adjustment to your meal times or coming to listen to the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and its commentary, or the commentary of some hadith sharif or some nasihat, is an indication of muhabbat and love for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. At the same time, those people who had a long day and they just returned home and they are hungry, then their eating and drinking also is ibadat. So we should not think that a person has committed some kind of sin if he does not make it to some majlis or some program. If he has been fulfilling the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he is fulfilling the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala with regards to his business, employment, upbringing of the children, taking care of their educational needs, mothers are teaching them sabak, or parents, fathers are teaching them some sabak, or listening to the door of the Quran Sharif. All these things are also part of deen and sharia. However, from all these things, we also have to find some time listening to the Quran Sharif, or ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif, the translation and explanation, or listening to waaz and nasihat. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you with multiple rewards in this world and in the akhirat for the muhabbat with which you come and listen. Last week we were discussing a ruku of the Quran Sharif, which, as I mentioned, whilst I was reciting that ruku in front of the Kaaba Sharif, with the Kaaba Sharif in front, people making tawaf, and it really inspired me and really brought tears to my eyes that look at the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Suratul Mu'min, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes His mercy. Ghafiriz-dham, qabiliz-tawb. All that we discussed last week, that He has angels who are around His arsh making istighfar for the believers on earth who are making tawbah from their sins. Just giving you an explanation. Those who are not here can pick up the tape, last week's tape. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, we were discussing that how merciful He is, how forgiving He is, and how loving He is. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got this whole system here, whole arrangement for sinners like us, that on the earth we are making istighfar, and these millions and millions of angels are interceding on our behalf and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our forgiveness. Now this morning, it just happens and nothing is coincidental. We say that this happened coincidentally. The accident took place, it was a coincident. I met so and so, it was a coincident. That big customer and client walked into the shop, it was a coincident. This happened, that happened, it was a coincident. Coincident means that it was not planned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Of course, the person is not committing kufr or something, he does not mean that. But in reality, that is what we are trying to say, that this just happened. Like how they say the Big Bang theory, that suddenly everything fell into place, the earth and the heavens and the stars and the moon and the sun and the waters of the ocean. So there's no such thing as coincident. Everything happens with the planning and the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, Allah Ta'ala being fair and just, He gives us the himmat, or He gives us the willpower to do what is right and to stay away from what is wrong. He gives us the willpower. And that is where the test is. And when the person decides to go for that which is wrong, then the power to do that comes from Allah Ta'ala. So it's not that Allah Ta'ala is forcing the person to do that which is wrong. But that strength, it will come from somewhere. So it is Allah Ta'ala who gives that strength, that you want to go in the wrong direction and you want to head for hellfire. So that is your choice. Allah Ta'ala is not forcing. Namaz, the person has got the choice. If he wants to go to the masjid, he can go to the masjid. And if he wants to go to the nightclub, na'uzu billah, then he'll head for the nightclub. So Allah Ta'ala didn't force him to go to the nightclub, na'uzu billah. He used his own willpower to go there. Therefore, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu simply explained taqdeer, very simply but very beautifully. When somebody asked him, he said, pick up your one leg. So the person picked up one leg. He said, now pick up the other one. Now can you pick up the other one and still remain standing? So he said, that is taqdeer, that whatever is within your power you do. And then if something happens that which is not in your power, then we say that is taqdeer. But Allah Ta'ala being the knower of all things that's going to happen from now till Qiyamah and even beyond that forever and ever. So therefore He has recorded that this person using his willpower on a certain date, certain time, certain place, he will commit a certain crime. So that recording of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not mean forcing. A person writes down a timetable of a train, of a plane, that it will take off from Jeddah at certain time and arrive Johannesburg certain time. So the making of the note of the time of the departure from Jeddah and the arrival in Johannesburg does not make the plane take off and arrive in Jeddah, in Johannesburg. The pilot is going to take the controls. That plane will have to have petrol, fuel, everything else in working order, and then it will take off from there. And thereafter also, there are so many things that have to be carefully looked at before it arrives. But it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who knows whether that plane will now arrive in Johannesburg or it will end up somewhere else. But this person's making a note of that time does not make that plane take off. So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's recording that this person will do this, this and that at a certain time, certain place does not make it a compulsion or a force, that the person is forced now to do that. He is given a willpower. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what this person will do, when he will do and how he will do. In any case, so there is nothing coincidental. So we are discussing this hope, ayat of hope, because people are losing hope. And we begin to lose hope when we commit lots of sins. Generally, that is what happens. one of the major harm of committing and indulging in a lot of sins is that the person begins to lose hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy. Then he reaches a stage where he says, well, since I can't seem to give up anything, then what is the purpose of making an effort also? So now shaitan starts whispering into his heart that there is no need to make any effort, now you just carry on what you are doing, because you broke your tawbah 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, so what's the purpose of going on and on now? So therefore, don't worry about turning towards Allah Ta'ala anymore. Now the person reaches a stage of kufr now. He loses hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's forgiveness. So there must be a balance. Neither must the person lose hope, and neither must the person have so much of hope that he goes on indulging in sins and vices and evils and thinks nothing of it. It is like how just a fly sat on the back of an ox, that's how he takes sins to be. So there must be hope also. And so this morning, whilst reciting this verse, I saw that it is connected with what we were discussing last week. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressing everyone. And I heard one bayan of my Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Imam Akhtar Sahib Ramat Barakat on this. Very beautifully explained Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy from this ayah. In fact, Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when this verse was revealed, that if I am given the whole world and everything that it contained, I will not accept it. That's how precious this ayat was to him. That he said this verse is even more precious, more in value than all that. To give us the understanding that what this verse is conveying to us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy for sinful ones like us, as I said in that ayat in Suratul Mu'min, that those millions and billions of angels are making istighfar for the mu'min. Now here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and Hazrat Abbas, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, Mufassir of the Quran Sharif, so he mentioned with regards to this verse, that this verse gives the greatest amount of hope. From all the ayat of hope, I'm giving you the gist of what he said, all the ayat and the verses of hope that there are, this verse gives the greatest amount of hope. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as I said, is addressing everyone, whether it is the kuffar, whether it is the mushrikeen, whether it is the Yahud and Nasara, the munafiqeen, sinful ones like us, whoever it may be. This khitab and this address is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But he is addressing us through Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is where my Shaykh Hazrat Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving us this address through Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. We discussed the ayat last week, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is khairur rahimeen, is arhamur rahimeen, the most merciful of those who show mercy. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. He is the one who put mercy into the hearts of human beings for their children, for those subordinates, for the weak ones, for the sick ones. Now all these people who are suffering around the globe due to disasters, so that mercy that comes into the hearts of people, that we must open up our pockets and open up our hearts for them. We keep saying, so who put that mercy into the hearts? Because the animals, they have mercy for their offspring. Human beings, look at mothers and fathers, who put that mercy into their hearts? And it is just 1%. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept the rest of the mercy with him, which he will show on the day of Qiyamah. So this mercy comes from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. And we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, and everywhere everyone is now talking about Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. And wherever you go now, on the day of Jumu'ah in the Bayans, or in other Seerah Bayans, and other talks and discussions on the life of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, generally there is a discussion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Or at least they will talk something about the Rahmat and Mercy of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself mentions in the Quran Sharif with regards to Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but mercy unto the world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as you heard many times, mercy for all, mercy for the young, mercy for the old, mercy for the children, mercy for the black, mercy for the white, mercy for the rich, mercy for the poor. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mercy for all the worlds. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is addressing us through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You announced it. You announced it. Allah Ta'ala could have announced it himself. But he says, Qul, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He has given you an explanation, not the exact translation. Say, addressing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Qul, aap farma dijiye. You tell the people. Tell whom? Tell everybody. But how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses the sinful ones like us. Whoever the bandas are, and whatever kind of the sins they may have committed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Oh, you whom I have named Rahmatul Lil Alameen. I am Arhamur Rahimeen. Now you, O Rahmatul Lil Alameen, announce, Ya Ibadi. Say to my people, say to my creation, say to my bandas, Ya Ibadi. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must say to the people, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, Ya Ibadi. Allah ta'ala could have just said, Ya Ibadi. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya Ibadi, O my servants, my bandas. He does not take the person out from being his banda, irrespective of what kind of sins he may have committed. Look at his mercy. Even parents sometimes say, get out from the house, you're not my son. When the son gives the parents hell of a time, then sometimes the parents, in that frustration and that anger, they say, get out. How many parents have taken the names of the children out from their wills? They say, I'm going to disown him. He's not mine. Whereas that is not permissible. Irrespective of how disobedient the child may be, with regard to inheritance, we cannot say that I am taking his name out. I have disowned him. During one's lifetime, the person, if he truly believes that if that son is going to get some money, that he is going to spend it on drugs or other kinds of haram entertainment and fun and pleasure, then he is allowed to give during his lifetime a little more to the others. But upon his death, then there is no question of disowning. The wife, the husband, the father, the mother, the sons, the daughters, they will always get a share. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in His love and in His mercy says, announce, O Rahmatul Lil Alameen, because you are in front of them, they can see your Rahmat. The Shaykh says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told to announce because people can see the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And through that rahmat, they can get to know the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got so much of rahmat, so then what must be the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? He said, Ya ibadi, O my servant. Whether the person is in kufr or is in shirk, or the person has engaged in great amount of sins, person has committed adultery and fornication all his life. And this is exactly what happened, that lots of kuffar who wanted to accept Islam, but the doubt in their mind was that if we accept Islam, what's going to happen about all the zina that we committed? What about all the kufr that we committed in our lifetime before accepting Islam? So they are given assurance that you don't have to worry. What you have to do is turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, turn towards Him with sincerity, commit yourself, submit yourself, become a true Muslim, true submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will wipe out, will erase all those sins that the person has committed. Except of course if the person is owing money, those kind of rights have to be fulfilled. But the sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will erase. So, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُهُ Say, O my servant. That means Allah ta'ala's servant. Allah ta'ala's bandas. What kind of bandas? أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ We will find ourselves also in there. If it is for those who are in kufr and those who are in shirk, then what about those people who are believers but they have committed sins or they are in disobedience? How much of hope this ayat is giving to them also? Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusih. Those who transgressed upon their own souls. Whenever a person commits any kind of sin, it is a transgression which he has committed against his own soul. It does not harm Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in any way. The entire world, everybody decides, na'uzu billah, that we are not going to be believing in Allah ta'ala. It will cause absolutely no harm to Allah ta'ala. It causes harm to the individual himself. So those who have done injustice, those who have committed sins, those who have committed kufr, those who have committed shirk, those who believed in Trinity, or those who rejected the prophets of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who did not believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, or those who were believers but they committed lots of other sins. Actually, these ayat were addressed to the kuffar for accepting Islam. But general application, we can even say that even for the believers who have committed lots of sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy knows no bounds and no limits. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Now here again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses inna, which is for taqeed, emphasis. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is forgiven. And the sins also Allah ta'ala mentions, jamia. All sins, irrespective of what kind of sins those may have been. Allah ta'ala is dearly forgiving. He really loves forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala mentions jami'a. That means even if you have committed kufr, shirk, if the person has transgressed in any way, still they are being given hope, that don't lose hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, innahu huwal ghafoorur rahim. Now there's lots of things that can be explained here. But we are not going into any tafsir or detailed explanation. But if you have to look at the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that flows in this ayat, that what kind of hope Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. First of all, Allah ta'ala is not excluding anyone from being His banda and servant. Allah ta'ala says, you are mine. You may not be an obedient banda, but you are my banda still. The person just cannot come out from that bandagi. Tu hai banda khuda ka khuda ki qasam. You are the banda of Allah ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this banda for his ibadat, for his worship, for his ma'rifat, for understanding, and for making amal on his teachings. But even if that person failed to obey, he does not come out from being a banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in reality Allah ta'ala should not even have called him mine. But Allah Ta'ala says, never mind, you are still mine. You are still mine. What is required is that you make tawbah. What is required is that you turn towards me. What is required is that you ask for forgiveness for your sins, as we discussed in those ayat last week. That is all that is required. Now, how difficult is that? And don't let shaitan whisper that 10 times you tried and 10 times you lost and 10 times you failed, so therefore, there is no hope for you. Many people are writing like that now. That I tried this, I tried that, but I can't control my gaze, so therefore now I finish, I rather carry on. So that is a way that shaitan employs. It's his ploy to get us committing sins all our lives and not making tawbah. Indeed, we should be sincere when we are making the tawbah, we should be sincere. Not that we should take it very lax and casual also. Just as in other things, when we say something, then we mean, if we mean business, then we go in that direction. In the same way in our tawbah also, we must go in that direction. But how many times you have heard Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's very, very beautiful poetry of hope again. Ye kushti to hai unse umr bar ki, kabhi tu dabale, kabhi wo dabale. ये कुश्ती तो है उनसे उम्र भर की कभी तू दबा ले कभी वो दबा ले जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े ये रिश्ता मोहब्बत का कायम ही रखे जो 100 बार टूटे तो 100 बार जोड़े. A person cannot do without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ma'iyat and his muhabbat and his love and his affection and Allah ta'ala's kindness. A person cannot do without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his life. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us some kind of joy and happiness when he says, huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. It can be useful for both things. One is to stay away from sins. We say, huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. Wherever you are, Allah is with you. So it puts a break. That my Allah is with me. If a person has got a CID following him, and the person knows why this CID is with him, that he is recording whatever he says, the person is, whatever files he opens, this is going to be checked. And whatever registration he does or whatever kind of entries he makes or anything, there is a kind of a person that is watching. Then this person is extremely careful. Lots of things we don't do front of the sheikh, we don't do front of the ustad, we don't do front of the parents, we don't steal front of the person. So that is one way of restraining. That the person has got that fear that my Allah is watching, my Allah is with me, so therefore I must not do anything that displeasing. But the ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he enjoys that ma'iyat of Allah ta'ala, that closeness of Allah ta'ala, That when Allah Ta'ala says, I'm with you, don't worry, my servant, I'm with you, wherever you are, I'm with you. So that is like giving the person so much of hope that when the beloved says, I'm with you, wherever you are, don't worry, you are in my thoughts all the time. And somebody just writes and says, I really miss you, I really love you, I miss you. And the person says, he misses me, he loves me. He says, don't worry, wherever you are, but I'm also with you, or you are in my thoughts all the time. How much of happiness it gives to us. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. Oh my banda, wherever you may be, I am with you. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also was told the same. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was told that you are in front of our eyes. Fi a'yunina. In other words, all the time, don't worry, your movements are all before us. Now if this person goes through some test or some trial, some sickness, some disease, some ill health, or some loss in business, or some loss in health, or some loss in family members, then this person will feel the natural grief. But this ayat will make him feel very, very strong, because he feels that my Allah is with me. He knows what I am going through. It's not that I am hidden from his sight, or that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgot about me. If he is obedient to Allah ta'ala and is turning towards Allah ta'ala with repentance, then he truly gets a kind of strength and courage and himmat to go over those difficulties. Look at the kind of tests and trials and difficulties that came upon the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, upon Sayyidul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Show me one person that committed suicide because he couldn't take it. A genuine sahabi. Nobody you will find. Because they believe that Allah Ta'ala is with them. So their difficulties, their hardships, their pain and their suffering became easy.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
How many times you heard the meaning, translation, explanation. So those tests and trials after that become easy. Whether it is in the wealth, it is in the health, it is in the property, it is in the family, it is in the farms, it is in the production, it is in anything, whatever it may be. In different things. Or whether there's hunger, or there's thirst, there's starvation, or there's drought, or there's famine, or anything. Or different kinds of sicknesses and illness. But this person believes, my Allah is with me. It is such a great strength. We'd have absolutely no idea. When a person says that my connection is with the president of the country, my connection is with the king of the land, my connection is with the richest person around. For those who are gangsters, then they say that my connection is with the most scary gangster in land. Or with it, if the person is in the mafia, then he says that my connection is with so and so. So they frighten the people. So this connection, people depend a lot on connection. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, huwa ma'akum aina ma kunt. As I said, the both meanings. One is where the person is. Now, after listening to that, Allah Ta'ala is with you wherever you are, meaning that don't do anything thinking that Allah Ta'ala does not know. Allah Ta'ala is well aware of what you are doing. He is with you. That means His knowledge is with you. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge of what the person is doing. That means Allah Ta'ala comes away into that person. Or He walks about with him. His knowledge of his movements. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Announce and tell them that, oh my bandas, those who have made israf, those who have transgressed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. He forgives all sins. But what is the condition? But before we go to the condition, innahu huwal ghafoorur rahim. Why does He forgive? What is the need for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive? Is there any pressure upon Him? Because sometimes a person forgives, he says, I forgive you, because he does not have the power and the strength to take revenge. The person is suffering from cancer, he's suffering from sickness, weakness, the person is bedridden, he hasn't got any strength to even get up. And then somebody comes there and gives him one slap. So he says, I forgive you. So what else is he going to do? If he's not going to forgive, what else is he going to do? He's got no strength to take revenge. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's not a question that He cannot shake the earth beneath the person's feet, or He cannot send gale force winds, or He cannot send flood waters. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can do all that. But, innahu huwal ghafoorur rahim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghafoor, most forgiving, because He's got the sifat of mercy, most merciful. Because of this sifat of His mercy, that He is so merciful, so merciful, so merciful, that the sins of the people of the entire world, if Allah Ta'ala has to forgive, then it will not decrease His rahmat in any way. So Allah Ta'ala's this sifat of rahmat is so vast that it is because of that that He forgives, that He loves to forgive. Allah Ta'ala really loves to forgive. In Surah Al-Buruj, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ إِنَّهُ هُوَ يُبْدِئُ وَيُعِيدُ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ فَعَّالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, addressing sinful ones like us and addressing people who have committed violations, irrespective of how far they may have gone, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. So this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants from us and from entire mankind. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Kuffara told, they turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Anivu, turn towards Him. Return to Him. Return. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants, that we must return. How long are we going to continue on the path of falsehood? If we have realized that we have taken the wrong turn, then the sensible person must turn around and come back onto the right road. If a person has traveled 10 kilometers, 5 kilometers off on the wrong road, and he realized it, so now what must he do? You must turn around and get back onto the right road. After realizing that you are on the wrong road, now to continue on that road, it shows that the person is either arrogant, stubborn, or stupid, or mad, that he is still continuing, knowing fully well that he is on the wrong road. Nobody will carry on. In fact, they want to get quickly onto the right road. So a person has realized, and how many of us have realized that way we have gone wrong? It's not that we haven't realized. How many of us have realized that we have made mistakes in our lives? So after realizing that we have made mistakes, if the person has realized that he has been negligent with his namaz, he has been negligent with his tilawat, he has been negligent with his zikr, he has been negligent in the fulfillment of the rights of the parents, of the family members, of the children, he has been negligent in the deals that he has been making. He, or he was negligent and therefore he took interest on the loans that he gave. Now the person realized that, so then what must he do? He must turn around. Now he mustn't continue with that. The person got caught up, he got involved with some woman, some girl or some boy. Now the person listens to some talk, some bayan, some waaz, some nasihat, and realizes that indeed I've made a mistake. So then what is the sensible thing to do after that? Must he continue committing adultery, fornication and carry on in that to the nightclubs and discos and cinemas and theatres and porn sites? Then just as we will say that that person is stupid, is foolish, is mad, who after realizing that he has taken the wrong turn, he just drives on and on and on until he lands himself in the jungle. Or somewhere where he is after that murdered and killed. A dead end he reaches. So we call that person mad and stupid. So that's the title we should be giving to ourselves. When after realizing that we have gone off beat and off track, then we still continue in that path. We carry on. We don't listen to the promptings of the heart itself. We now have what we call the GPS. Now it is guiding the person. Turn left, turn right, go straight. Now the person took the wrong turn, then it will keep on saying turn. Recalculating, turn, turn. Now the person doesn't want to listen and he carries on. So like that, when the person realizes that he has heard and made a mistake, then recall this ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive, overlook, because he is Ghafoor or Rahim. But don't continue in that path. Anibu. Wa anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. In other words, become a proper Muslim. Submit yourself totally. Commit yourself totally. That He is my Allah. He is my Creator. I am His Banda. I am not the Banda of my nafs. I must ride the nafs. The nafs mustn't ride me. Some people had a good laugh one time when I mentioned. I said, what do you think if normally we have on the July handicap, the jockeys riding the horses. But the next July handicap, they say now the horses will ride the jockeys. Each jockey on his shoulder, he'll carry the horse and run. So like that, we supposed to be the riders. We supposed to be the jockeys. Nafs was our hulam. But we made nafs into our imam. Instead of ghulam, we made the nafs our imam. And all the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala gave to us, because of this nafs, whom we made the imam, so we forgot all those ni'mats, we rejected the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, فَبِي أَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. There was an alim in those days. So when he came to South Africa, in those days it was like that. People were living close together. And generally those who had shops, above the shop, they used to have their houses. The house was on top of the shop. So he said, Aap Afrika walo upar Allah ta'ala ke kitne ahsanat. Niche dukaan upar makaan fabi ayye ala irabbiko matu kadhiban. How much ni'mat you got? Niche dukaan upar makan. What a great ni'mat. So, anibu ila rabbikum. Wa aslimu. Wa aslimu lahu. Submission. We have submitted ourselves in how many laws? Government laws. Just look at our submission in government laws. Allah Ta'ala hasn't even imposed upon us a fraction of the laws that the government imposes upon us. Every move you make, there's some law. Every little move, there's a law. You want to build your house, there's so much of laws. How far away it must be from the roadway. And what kind of a house you can build. You can't put up flats here. You can't put up this kind of building here. You can't do this, you can't do that. Then again, look at the number of bylaws with regards to that house. Our cars that we drive. the businesses that we run, the roadway on which we drive, everything, every move we make, there's laws, laws and laws. Then look at the tax laws. You must pay tax on this, you must pay VAT on that, you must... laws, laws and laws. And yet we submit ourselves. We have to submit. We fear the danda of the hukumat and the government. Fines and prison sentences. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He has prohibited has been for our benefit. Nothing Allah ta'ala has prohibited in which Allah ta'ala benefits in some way. Here the government, whatever it orders and whatever laws there are, the government benefits tremendously through taxes and in other ways. Employment, the civil service, the largest employer. Lots of benefits for the government. Allah Ta'ala doesn't benefit anyway, whatever He has prohibited. And then He gives rewards upon rewards upon rewards. The person abstains from this, abstains from that, he gets rewards. He makes his namaz, he gets rewards. Gives his zakat properly, Allah Ta'ala multiplies and gives him again. Gives him barakat in his money. Protects his wealth from losses. In his sickness, the person is getting rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is getting ma'iyat of Allah ta'ala, closeness of Allah ta'ala. In his losses also, he is getting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and Allah ta'ala's rahmat and Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. All round, there's nothing but rewards, rewards, rewards. And the tests are very, very simple. Then why lose hope in that merciful Allah? Why lose hope in that most merciful Allah? His Nabi is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Arhamur Rahimeen. O Nabi Yome Rahmat Laqab Paane Wala Murade Ghareebo Ki Barlaane Wala. O Nabi Yome Rahmat Laqab Paane Wala Murade Ghareebo Ki Barlaane Wala. مصیبت میں غیروں کے کام آنے والا وہ اپنے پرائے کا غم کھانے والا وہ نبیوں میں رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ گیم دے ٹائٹل رحمت للعالمین سو رحمت للعالمین is announcing to the creation of اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ mankind and jinn kind قل یا عبادی الذين اسرفوا على انفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله ان الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا انه هو الغفور الرحيم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from our sins and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy which has got no bounds and no limits. We make sincere tawbah. We return to Him and we make the himmat, take up the courage to abstain from those things that are displeasing to such a merciful Allah. Because just as He is very, very, very merciful, Allah Ta'ala's grip and Allah Ta'ala's hold and Allah Ta'ala's seizure is also very, very severe. But He just uses that after giving the person abundant amount of time, abundant opportunities to repent, to turn. But when the person says that I'm not going to change, I don't wish to change, I don't wish to return to Allah Ta'ala, I don't believe in Him. I believe that everything that I've got is acquired with my strength and with my health and with my wealth and with my intelligence. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shakes the person's livers up after him, so that he may get up and understand and realize. But as I mentioned in some other bayan, that even that shake-up is a rahmat. That shake-up is also a rahmat. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ so that they may return to Allah. So the person with little bit of intelligence also will say that, no, it's my sins. So let me make a lot of tawbah from my sins and get the mercy of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah at large the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal give us the tawfiq to follow the teachings of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. let us light up our hearts. Those lights should be in our hearts. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, if any person follows them, and if he makes it tiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it becomes the mehboob of Allah ta'ala. So those lights should be lit up in our hearts. The light of taqwa, the light of yaqeen, the light of shukr, the light of zuhud, the light of qanaat, contentment, gratitude, piety. The light of zikr, the light of tilawat, the light of ibadat. Those were the lights of different colors that we should light up our hearts with. They are lights of different colors. The light of taqwa, the light of yaqeen, iman. So we light up our hearts with them. Let such noor and such tajalli come in our hearts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may bless us with his ma'iyyat. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa jama'i. Ay rabbi kareem, aapne khud farma diya. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. ہاں میرے اللہ, آپ کتنے پیارے ہیں, ہم گنہگاروں کو کتنی امید آپ دلاتے ہیں. How much of hope, my beloved Allah, you are giving to sinful ones like us. We who deserve to be rejected, we who deserve to be thrown into the fire of hell, we who deserve to be destroyed, we who deserve that the ground beneath our feet be shaken, we who deserve that gale force winds, flood waters, tsunamis, wipe us out from the surface of the earth because of our sins. But my beloved Allah, how much of hope you give us in your mercy, that you are prepared to forgive all sins in spite of our being deserving of being thrown into the fire of hell, but you wish to forgive and open the path for us to Jannat. Ay Rabbi Kareem, how much of hope you give us. Irrespective of how far we may have gone and how much of disobedience and sins we may have engaged in, but you are prepared to forgive all sins. All that is required is that we turn towards you. My beloved Allah, that is exactly what we are doing now. This very moment you are watching us. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Rabbi Kareem, the reels of our past life are racing through our minds. Our school life, our youth, our engagement in different kinds of sins. So much of disobedience of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my beloved Allah, you are also aware of the thought that is crossing our mind, that you have mentioned that you are Ghafoor Rahim and that we should not lose hope in your mercy. Therefore we have raised our begging bowls before you and we are seeking from you forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed in our lives. Don't call us to account, my Allah. We are turning towards you. We know that we took the wrong turn and but we have realized that we have made a mistake. We do not wish to continue on the wrong path. We wish to come back on track. We wish to be on the Sirat-i-Mustaqim, the straight road, the road that leads to Jannat, the road that leads to you, the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hum nalayak hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gunegar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande to tere. How beautifully you addressed us. Through rahmatul lil alameen you have addressed us. Qul ya ibadi. Ey Rabbe Kareem, since you have called us your bandas, therefore we are turning towards you. You are our Rabbe Kareem.
Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummi be karam aaya.
Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the entire mankind, my beloved Allah. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you have given hope to the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara and the munafiqeen. And all other deviate groups, that if they make tawbah also from the kufr, from the shirk, from the nifaq and the hypocrisy, Ey Rabbi Kareem, your doors of forgiveness are wide open for them. Then how much more it must be for those who have believed in you. We have believed in you, in your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your angels in the day of Qiyamah, in Jannat and Jahannam, in the Quran Sharif. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we have believed in everything brought by Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from you. It's just that we are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. Extremely weak. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. Make tawbah and break our tawbah. But we are asking you for istiqamat, for steadfastness. Ey Rabbi Kareem, give us the himmat and the courage and the strength to do that which is pleasing to you and distance ourselves from everything displeasing to you. Hamare banja, hamara banja, hamara banja. Hame apna banale, hame apna banale. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, tawakkul and trust. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, porn site of the internet, or any kind of haram action. We just don't know when the heart will stop beating, when the angel of death will extract the soul. Rabbi Kareem, don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us, our parents, or the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sacrificed so much for us on the day of Qiyamah. People will rise as they died. The person who dies committing adultery, fornication, or watching some porn sites, he will rise exactly in that condition on the day of Qiyamah. What kind of embarrassment it will cause, my Allah. Ey Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham par raham. Ey Khuda ee bandara ruswa makun. Ey Khuda ee bandara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Oh Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment, disgrace and humiliation to come upon this banda of yours. No, I know fully well what I have done in my life. But my beloved Allah, don't expose my sins before the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Being Ghafoorur Rahim, Ey Rabbi Kareem, wipe out, delete from our nama yama all that we have done to displease you. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. whether some people are in hospitals or clinics or homes or amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the believers in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of the world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, stabilize the Muslim government. Give such leadership to the Muslim countries that they establish your laws on the earth. Rabbi Kareem, bless the Muslim countries with pious, righteous, Allah-fearing leaders who will implement justice, who will be honest and truthful, who will be filled with mercy and kindness, who will restrain themselves from any kind of injustice. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless the Ummah with the tawfiq of Amal. You are well aware of the good wishes, good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering and difficulty. Rabbe Kareem, qubool kar le. Qubool kar le. Hum jaise bhi hai, qubool. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiyul alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur. برحمتك يا أرحم